This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. After more than half a century of federal protections, the Trump administration last Tuesday announced a proposal to return management of grizzly bears in the lower 48 to individual states. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 1975 listed grizzly bears as threatened in the lower 48 states under the Endangered Species Act. At the time, fewer than 600 grizzly bears existed south of the Canadian border. Today, two major populations thrive in and around Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks in Montana, each with about 1,000 bears, along with a smattering of smaller ecosystems that could support grizzlies with far fewer bears. The federal government has twice attempted to remove Endangered Species Act protections for grizzlies, specifically in the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem. The move to delist bears would mean returning management to the states of Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Both of the previous efforts in 2007 and 2017 were overturned in courts. Yet Western states kept petitioning to remove federal protection. In January 2025, during the final hours of the Biden administration, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service denied those petitions and released a new rule keeping the bears protected status. The rule announced last week took a different approach, amending the Biden administration's 2025 rule. Instead of delisting grizzlies, the bears will stay on the endangered species list. But under a new revision of Section 4D of the Endangered Species Act, the federal government will concede grizzly management to the states. For decades, concerns over delisting have centered around a grizzly hunt that could come with state management. However, Montana has a 5-year moratorium on hunting the animals post-delisting. Critics say that delisting grizzly bears from endangered species protections could mean increased grizzly mortality. Andrea Zaccardi, senior attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity, a nonprofit organization dedicated to species protection, said, "We're disappointed the Trump administration is trying to make it easier to kill grizzly bears," she said. Jenny Harbine, managing attorney at the nonprofit environmental law firm Earth Justice, cited a slew of grizzly bear threats coming down the pike from the federal government. Weakened environmental reviews, a rescinded roadless rule, and fast-tracked logging and mining projects. Harbine said, "This does not create a situation where the service should be relaxing protections for grizzly bears. Grizzly bears need protections more than ever." There's a new chunk of public land in the Upper Yellowstone River following Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks' acquisition of Siskin Island this month. The 82-acre island sits between Mallard's Rest and Pine Creek fishing access sites, roughly 13 miles south of Livingston on the Yellowstone River. The Trust for Public Land, a nonprofit focused on conserving public spaces, facilitated the land donation to the state from the previous private landowners. David Weinstein, Northern Rockies Director for Trust for Public Lands, said, "Now that the island is in public hands, adaptive management will benefit the ecological and recreational values of the Upper Yellowstone River in perpetuity," Weinstein said. Siskin Island is a float-in site with a rocky shoreline, mature cottonwood forests, willow thickets, marsh wetlands, and open meadows that provide excellent habitat for a variety of wildlife, according to FWP. Side channels through the site also support high-quality spawning and rearing habitat for trout. FWP plans to manage the site for habitat conservation and public access. Primary access to the island is by floating down the Yellowstone River. The site will allow day use, float-in camping by reservation, and some hunting, with FWP to release specific rules online soon. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.